NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? CUC Radio English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening, welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. I'm Tian Jiahui.
And I'm Wei Ronghuo. Today is Monday, March the 20th, the fourth week of this term.
Here is the roundup of the latest news coming up next 30 minutes.
Big changes are going to take place in the ground floor corridor of Zhonglan apartment.
I was thinking maybe rebuilding means better servers and higher quality merchandise.
China Human Rights Report attacks U.S. hypocrisy.
The report says the U.S. points to human rights issues in other countries while ignoring problems within its own borders.
South Korean court removed the president, Park Geun-hye, on March the 10th, rattling the delicate balance of relationships across Asia.
We remove Park Geun-hye from office.
대통령 박근혜를 파면한다.
And comments on Ofo bikes.
As far as I know, bicycle sharing is a cooperation item between the government and the enterprises. Those bikes, painted with certain colors or put onto particular places like campuses, subway, and bus stations, and so on.
And this is Weekly Focus. Good evening, welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
Big changes are going to take place in the ground floor corridor of Zhonglan apartment. That means the current opening stores, which have several years of history here, are being shut down and possibly replaced by new ones. We're hearing the voices of different standpoints from the students. Our correspondent, Erica, was there.
What do you think of the coming change of stores rebuilding in Zhonglan apartment?
I think it's great. Frankly speaking, some of the stores now are not quite satisfying. I've heard complaints from several friends and I myself have had problems while I was purchasing certain things. I was thinking maybe rebuilding means better servers and higher quality merchandise. In this way, 1 month is not too long. I believe it's worth the wait.
For a whole month, it's going to be so hard for us, as we have already got used to the convenience rendered by the stores downstairs. We don't even have to go out of the building to buy snacks or get our documents copied. Besides, when new shops are introduced after a month, there's going to be adjusting issues. What I want to say is, maybe changes are not so good in this kind of a case.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Thank you, Erica. Seems like there is much more to be said on both sides of the issue. Anyway, the renewal is coming up for sure. Let's wait and expect for the best.
March the 5th, Lei Feng Memorial Day, the students from Youth Volunteers Association and the Red Cross of CUC organized the Learn from Lei Feng activities in order to carry forward the spirit of Lei Feng. This year, they cleaned the benches and the sculptures, repainted the characters of the sculptures, and so on, which makes the campus a better place. Our correspondent Daniel was there.
Students of our school organized a series of activities, helping those in need and cleaning the environment. Such activities are rare since everyone is busy these days. So, what's the inspiration of organizing such an activity?
The spirit of Lei Feng has inspired generation after generation. The Young Volunteers Association of CUC will keep organizing similar activities for all of our students, and we hope that everyone can take part in and enjoy. Tired, of course, after finishing all the cleaning tasks. Regretful having done the perfect preparation for our lovely volunteers. Give me a chance once more, I will do better.
So, how do the participants feel after taking part of this activity?
The activity is quite meaningful. It was very interesting swapping the benches and sculptures. We were happy and tried to do a good job. During the activity, it was once a little disorder due to the ambiguous division of the work. But it was okay. We had a good time working and laughing. Next time when they organize such an activity, I still have the interest to join in them.
Thank you. We also learned a lot from your work and felt a strong affection of the spirit of Leifeng. We hope there are more students participate in this kind of activities. That's all the information I've got. Back to you, Studio.
Thank you, Daniel. This year is the 54th anniversary of Leifeng Memorial Day. From March the 5th to March the 10th, they put great enthusiasm into the activity. Men are rich only as they give. He who gives great service gets great returns. We believe the spirit will be inherited by the youth and go on helping others with enthusiasm.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. A new report by the Information Office of China State Council shines lights on the human rights situation in the United States. Here's the detail from CGTN.
The report says the U.S. points to human rights issues in other countries while ignoring problems within its own borders. According to the report, 693 out of every 100,000 people in the United States are in prison, the second highest proportion in the world. Inequality is also worsened, with 70% of the country's income going to the richest 10% of Americans in the past three decades. The report also says the wage gap between black and white Americans is the highest in four decades. And roughly one in four women say they've been sexually harassed at work. The report also slams the U.S. for trampling on human rights in other countries. It says U.S. airstrikes in Syria and Iraq have killed thousands of civilians since 2014. The issue of illegal detention and the torture of prisoners from other countries also remains unresolved. And the report says the U.S. continues overseas monitoring projects on a large scale, are refusing to ratify major international human rights conventions.
The report sharply criticized American democracy, said that in 2016, money politics and power for money deals controlled the presidential election, which was full of lies and farces. There is no guarantees of political rights.
It also accused the U.S. of whittling the baton of human rights while paying no attention to its own terrible human rights problems.
Maybe just as the report mentioned, U.S., with the gunshots lingering in people's ears behind the Statue of Liberty, worsening racial discrimination and the election force dominated by money politics, the self-proclaimed human rights defender has posed its human rights myth with its own deeds.
China's fifth-generation stealth fighter aircraft J-20 serving in the People's Liberation Army Air Force was confirmed for the first time by the state media CCTV7. In the report of CCTV7, it mentioned a list of the latest armaments in the field of Army, Navy and Air Force. What attracted public's attention is the fact that J-20 was included in the list. Video footage aired by CCTV7 on March 9th showed J-20 fighters alongside PLAY-20 transport planes and H-6K bombers. The broadcast did not say how many J-20s were operational.
At the same time, Chinese and foreign media focused on the J-20. According to Hong Kong media, South China Morning Post, J-20s were all equipped with homemade WS-15 engines, but because the engine has not entered mass production, only a few J-20s were available for service.
India Today, an Indian newspaper, used the title "Warning for India, Chinese Air Force inducts new stealth fighters ahead of schedule." It pointed out the fighters was earlier thought to be combat ready only by 2019. And it was also analyzed and possibility of deploying the aircraft on the Tibetan plateau, not far from the border with India.
Last time J-20 appeared in public was at a two-minute public debut at the opening of Air Show China in Zhuhai, Guangdong Province, on November the 1st. flying over the shell each day after taking off from an airfield in nearby Foshan. Last December, Chinese military websites showed the pictures of J-20s with serial number indicating that the least three types of the Deuce jets have joined the Air Force since last year.
Okay, let's look at the international news. South Korea judges uphold President Park Geun-hye's impeachment on March 10th, and she became the first president in South Korea's history being ousted in the presidency. First, let's hear the report from BBC in Seoul.
Her opponents took to the streets of the capital Seoul to celebrate, but there was also anger from her supporters and clashes outside court. Two people died. Here is the moment that the judge handed down the Constitutional Court's decision.
The benefits of defending the Constitution by removing her from office are overwhelmingly large. Therefore, all judges announce a unanimous decision. We remove Park Geun-hye from office.
The impeachment by South Korean lawmakers was passed in December 2016, and after that, Park's power as the president was suspended. The Constitutional Court upholding the impeachment also means Park may be faced with jailing, as she no longer had the immunity from prosecution.
The reasons for impeachment all ties to the scandal that has paralyzed Park and Korea's politics. She had acknowledged and she allowed her close friends and spiritual advisor, Choi Soon-sil, to interfere the government affairs by seeing confidential documents and reviewing speeches in advance. That could be considered a constitutional violation, according to analysts.
She's also under a cloud for allegedly colluding with her friend to force major South Korean companies like Hyundai and Samsung to pony up millions to personally enrich the friend. The allegations have enraged the public despite three separate apologies by the president.
With Park's downfall, New York Times pointed out that it is expected to shift South Koreans' politics to the opposition, whose leaders want more engagement with North Korea and are wary of the major confrontation in the region. They say they will re-examine the country's joint strategy on North Korea with the United States and refute tensions with China, which has sounded alarms about the growing American military footprint in Asia.
Mrs. Park may face prosecutors seeking to charge her with bribery, extortion and abuse of power in connection with allegations of conspiring with a confidant, her childhood friend, Choi Soon-sil, to collect tens of millions of dollars in bribes from companies like Samsung.
Malaysian police have confirmed that a man killed last month at Kuala Lumpur Airport was Kim Jong-un, the estranged half-brothers of North Korea leader Kim Jong-un. The country's top police official told reporters on March 10th that his son, Kim Han-sol, appeared for the first time since his father's death in a video on March 8th.
My name's Kim Han-sol, from North Korea, part of the Kim family. Here's my passport. My father has been killed a few days ago. I'm currently with my mother and my sister.
A bizarre video posted online of the son of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
And we're very grateful to...
In the 40-second heavily censored video, Kim Han-sol thanks people whose names are muted.
We hope this gets better soon, yeah.
He never says where he is. The group which posted the video is called Chilima Civil Defense. It's unknown by Korea watchers. The group claims it responded to an emergency request from Kim Jong-nam's family, who feared for their safety after he was killed last month in an attack at the Kuala Lumpur airport.
Kim's family is believed to be in hiding. His son, Kim Han-sol, appeared for the first time since his father's death in a video Wednesday. North Korea has denied any connection to the death, but South Korea has sued Pyongyang for ordering the killing.
On March 10th, Khalid Abu Bakar, Inspector General of the Royal Malaysia Police, said that Malaysian police has fulfilled the requirement of the law on its identification. But he declined to elaborate on how police confirmed the man's identity. It marks the first time police have officially confirmed the victim is indeed Kim Jong-nan. Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minute. Guizhou Province, which is home to more impoverished residents than any other province, is stepping up efforts to lift more people out of poverty, while ensuring no damage is done to the local environment. Guizhou's move is part of China's broad efforts to help 17 million people out of poverty by 2020.
A keeper feeds Bao Bao on Thursday at the China Conservation and Research Center for the giant pandas Dujiangyan Base in Sichuan Province. Bao Bao is adapting to her new environment and food at the China Conservation and Research Center for the giant pandas Dujiangyan Base in Sichuan Province, according to the base on Thursday.
North China's Inner Mongolian Autonomous Region will take measures to preserve its stretch of Great Wall. The region will also cooperate with neighboring provinces to protect and launch joint patrols along the Great Wall.
Luoba, with 3,600 people, is one of the smallest ethnic minorities in China. In May 2014, the government approved a plan to preserve the Luoba village. Now there are 23 new homes built in reinforced concrete in the village that looked almost the same as traditional Luoba homes. The revised Red Cross Society law will serve as a milestone for the reform and development of the Red Cross Society of China and promote the society's participation in humanitarian work.
A China's Insurance Regulatory Commission on Military of Environmental Protection are stepping up the drafting pace of the plan to implement the Environmental Pollution Mandatory Insurance, said Xiang Junbo, chairman of China's Insurance Regulatory Commission, on Sunday.
So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sports news. Bayern Munich midfielder Xabi Alonso will end his professional career this summer, according to his official statement on March the 9th.
I was lucky enough to play a fantastic final and to win that Champions League that most of the people will remember.
The 35-year-old midfield veteran, who was won the FIFA World Cup once and the UEFA Euro twice with Spain, has scored time on his football career. "It was not an easy decision, but I think it is the right moment," Alonso told the club's official homepage. "I always wanted to retire rather sooner than later. I still feel good, but I believe it is the right time," he said. World champion Ning Zetao was violated the rules of the Chinese national swimming team and was turned back to his original Chinese Navy team for training, confirmed the Chinese Swimming Authority in a statement here on February the 22nd. Ning Zetao violated the rules of the national swimming team, which has resulted in adverse effect on the team. Therefore, has been turned back for training to his previous team, the Chinese Navy team, said the Swimming Management Center of the General Administration of Sport of China. British number one Joanna Konda beat her compatriot Heather Watson 6-4 to reach the third round of the BNP Paribas Open at Indian Wells. Watson break service first but then gifted the advantage back as she made three double faults in the third game. With both players making errors, the pair traded service again before Konta, who received a bye in the first round, stuck the decisive blow by winning the ninth game, She went on to hold her serve, to love to take the first set. Konta won 8 points without reply at the start of the second set and look on course for a quick victory. Brighton is to victory against out-of-form Derby to move level on points with championship leaders Newcastle. Winger Anthony Knockert fired the Seagulls ahead early on with a low 20-yard effort into the corner. The Seagulls remain second in the table with an inferior goal different to Newcastle, but now have a 9-point buffer to Huddersfield in third. Albeit the Terriers have 2 games in hand. Of their 9 matches left, 8 are against sides in the bottom half of the table as they look to return to the top flight for the first time since 1982 to 1983. Nowitzki scored the 20 points he needed for 30,000 in a slightly more than 20 minutes, despite coming in with just 5 20-point games this season.
He has put on a show to do it tonight. Needed 20, did it by early in the second quarter.
The Mavericks celebrated with their second straight easy home with win over the LA Lakers, 122-111. The 7-foot German became the 6th NBA player and the first international one to reach the hallowed milestone, joining 4 Hall of Famers and the future one in Kobe Bryant. Tiger Woods is doubtful for the Masters after pulling out next week's Arnold Palmer Invitational, saying he has no timetable for his return. The 14-time major winner has been suffering with back problems and has not played since he withdrew from the Dubai Desert Classic on February the 3rd. Woods, 41, has won the Masters 4 times and the first major of the season begins at Augusta on April the 6th. I'm especially disappointed because I wanted to help honor Arnold, he said. That's all for sports. Let's move on to the entertainment.
Welcome to Weekly Entertainment. Stick to the channel, and I will bring you a terrific show tonight. When people are getting old and knowing what their days are limited, they'd like to make a final wish list. Surprisingly, a 99-year-old granny in Netherlands told the police that he was eager to be caught. The old lady said he wants to experience the feeling of being arrested. After hearing the wish, local police went to Granny Annie's home immediately to pick her up to the police station. They really clipped a pair of handcuffs on her wrist and locked her behind bars for a while. During the custody period, a police officer even took pictures of the smiling prisoner. Smiles can never be harmful to others as well as ourselves. But a young scientist in Britain has to control her face expressions very carefully to prevent smiling. She got an unusual narcolepsy. About 5 years ago, Clara found herself always passed out after laughing for several seconds. My arm lost strength and soon I would fall asleep. This kind of sleep lasts for 30 seconds to 15 minutes. That is to say, without proper medicines control, they may fall asleep over 100 times per day. The amygdala is an executor of stress behavioral, autonomic, and neuroendocrine responses. What will happen if someone loses a part of it? A lady in Iowa, America, turns out to be extraordinarily brave. The words like desperation or anxiety has never existed in her dictionary. She once told researchers that she won't fend off spiders or snakes.
but she picks up a snake and touched its tongue with a joyful expression on her face. 15 years ago, she was listening to a chorus rehearsal coming from the nearby church. Suddenly, a ruffian turned up, jumped off the bench, and held out the dagger against her throat, threatening to kill her. The woman imperturbably looked back at the man's face and said, "If you're going to kill, you should ask God for agreement first." The ruffian, scared to death, and ran away. There are all kinds of phobias, claustrophobias, aerophobias, hydrophobias, and so on. However, a 21-year-old woman in Britain had some problems with bananas. She is suffering from banana phobias. Whenever she meets this kind of yellow and bent fruit, she feels extremely nervous and nauseous. What's more, she can't even look straight to the bananas on the storybooks for her kid. She tries to read the word banana, but in the end, she couldn't help to close his eyes. Cockroach is one of the four pests. If you see a cockroach jumping in your cabin, you probably let out a crazed scream and raised your slipper, swearing at it. On the contrary, a little girl named Shelby from Oklahoma adopted thousands of various cockroaches at home. The 10-year-old Shelby told other firmly that he developed her interest in the cockroaches since his infancy. She enjoys having these crawling on her skin and is planning to sell some of them as pets to earn her college tuition. How high can a nightclub may be? Recently, a video went viral through the internet. According to the process of people survived from the ceiling collapse, the incidents happened in the nightclub at Manchester while people were dancing in the pool. It seems like these young people were so calm and energetic that they used their arms to prevent the ceilings from falling apart. Dancing does inspire people to do something, doesn't it? The US President Donald Trump has always been a hot topic since last year's election. A woman who supported Hillary found out that his husband voted for Donald Trump last year. The 73-year-old wife thought of his actions as a sign of betrayal and finally decided to end the marriage, which lasts for 22 years. It is said that the couple even asked help for emotion therapists and preachers. Thieves make their living by trading their stolen goods for money. So, it is essential for them to distinguish valuable things from the worthless ones. A group of unskilled thieves sold 35 artworks to the salvage team, being aware of its values. Later messages came that those paintings and sculptures were out-and-out masterpieces. Some of them were done by Picasso. Well, all walks of life needed to be vocational.
Welcome to today's commentary. This is commentator Han Shujun.
And this is commentator Wu Xinzhe.
Well, have you heard about bicycle sharing?
Yeah, of course, and I've already used it for several times.
Oh, you must be familiar with this stuff, then.
Kind of. Lots of people are using it nowadays.
I know. Today we are going to talk about this new star of transportation. Could you introduce it in simple words, since some of our audience may know little about it?
As far as I know, bicycle sharing is a cooperation item between the government and the enterprises.Those bikes, painted with certain colors, were put onto particular places like campuses, subway, and bus stations, and so on. As traveling around the city, the users separate these bikes apart, making it possible for them to catch more people's sights. It just went hot in a horribly short time. At first, people were just curious to this newcomer and were willing to give a try. That was when its superiority was noticed. I mean, you charge a deal of returnable deposit by scanning the QR code, then you can write it right away.
So, it is a renting mode in some ways, right?
You may think so.
And I've also heard about some apps on mobile phones search for this item. For instance, Mobai and Xiaolan and Ofo and so on. A fierce competition, that's what I've seen.
You're right. There are plenty of choices for users.
I have to admit this point possesses real attraction. Although I haven't used it myself, I can see from people around me that they are enjoying this benefit.
Yeah, we are. As mentioned above, it is truly convenient. Never mind to find specific place to park your bike, for it can be parked anywhere. No longer bothered by finding keys, and thanks to the huge number of users, these bikes can be easily found in most places.
Nearly everywhere, that's true. I've seen numerous people hurtle past me on these bikes in campus. I guess if we track a certain bike here out its road in a day, we may find something interesting.
Started off from dormitory towards number 1 teaching building, then number 48 teaching building, then dormitory again.
Ah, you've got the point. Those bikes are always on the move and this is how it works.
You're right. Apart from its convenience, bicycle sharing is also an environmental protecting mode, since bike is one of the green transportation vehicles.
I see. Bicycle sharing causes people to get out of their cars and start a riding trip, which helps to decrease the discharge of pollutants. Take my dad as a perfect example. He used to drive to work, which was fast. However, he complained a lot about the hefty charges in the parking lot near his working building, which turned to be his only choice. Now that bicycle sharing is available, he's become one of the users. He regards it as a trip of exercise and rides half an hour per day.
You were just unwittingly talking about more than one tip. You also mentioned the low cost of bicycle sharing, which is also another critical point.
Yes, it is cheap. One yuan for one time, right?
This is one of the modes, and all of them are cheap. You have to pay the deposit first, but you can get it returned. Students are extremely happy about it, and this can be an explanation of why it is so popular in campus.
Guess we've talked enough about the advantages of bike sharing. Still, there lies a certain deal of problems to be solved.
Yeah, I have personal experience, but you may share your points first.
Take my friend's experience for an example. Last Wednesday, he got up late, which meant he had no choice but to get a sharing bicycle. But when he spotted several bicycles in a row and tried to take any one of them, only to find in disappointment that all the bicycles were unavailable. Bicycle number 1, its identity code was covered by paint. Bicycle number 2, the saddle was missing. Bicycle number 3, it was imprisoned by a private lock. Obviously, someone had done it on purpose.
Oh my, that was terrible.
Yeah, this really annoyed him. I can feel the anger through his telling.
I'm really sorry for his experience. It's true that some people are trying to take advantage of the sharing bicycle. Some put private locks on bicycles and attempt to keep them for their own. And some others damage bicycles deliberately, only for entertainment. I once saw an online show in which the host threw sharing bicycles into a lake for fun. However, I have to say, much to my satisfaction, the government and the police have started handling this kind of bad behaviors. Relevant laws and policies will soon be made. That's good for everyone.
That's really a good news.
But there is still another big challenge for the sharing bicycle. These days, you can go almost everywhere by sharing bicycle. But some people tend to park the used bikes wherever they want. On one hand, that makes it harder for people to locate the bicycles. On the other hand, more importantly, it can disturb the traffic. All pedestrians, as well as vehicles, they get affected. That's really awful.
Yeah, this kind of phenomenon attributes to both neglect of the police and people's lack of public consciousness. And the latter is more serious. Only when people start to realize bad effects on their go-as-the-police behavior can the problem be settled. So we still have a long way to go. I think it's necessary for the platforms to stress the importance of obeying traffic rules and maintaining the public morality before their clients use bicycles.
You are right. May the sharing bicycle get better and better.
So that's all for this week's topic. I am Han Shujun.
And I am Wu Xinzhe. See you next time.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Han Shujun and Wu Xinzhe. We'll offer you some living tips at the end of our program.
These days, the weather in Beijing is quite pleasant, and it is a good idea for us to take some outdoor exercise. Just look at the blue sky. Are you still hesitating to refresh yourselves? These are the selected news brought to you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focuses on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. I'm Tian Jiahui. See you.
And I'm Wei Ronghuo. See you.
One 个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。